news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. Traffic issues, we'll get to those in just a second with Kane. Right now it's 42, heading for a high around 61. And Dr. Bill's forecast.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Will be warmer with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, had a major overnight accident. Still being worked at the accident, I-10 eastbound closed near Theodore Dawes Road. Traffic being rerouted at exit 10. Westbound traffic, the one right-hand lane open, is involved in 18-wheeler and SUV. Also have got eastbound lanes blocked on the causeway as another accident slow. It's the 23rd season of the Magic Christmas and Lights at Bellingrath Gardens and Home in Mobile with new enhancements and music on the Great Lawn with over 3 million Christmas lights. Find your tickets at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne, Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
6:07, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you here. Sean, Kelly, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. By the way, too, big thanks to so many of y'all that came out last night to Fairhope Brewing Company for our charity bartender event. Kicking off a couple weeks worth of that at Fairhope Brewing Company. And it was great. Had a good time serving beers. I think we didn't break, I don't think we broke anything, did we?
No.
Not that, well, no. I kicked that one thing under the counter. They probably, but we didn't break much. Poured the beers, and y'all, with great tips, all going to Wilmer Hall. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate it, and thank you to Brian and everybody at Fairhope Brewing Company for setting up this event each year. We hope to see you back there next year.
We had the executive director of Wilmer Hall. That's was right. There, and I love the conversation, because very cool to meet people who call in all the time, mm-hmm. or who listen all the time, or do both. It's very nice, very gracious of our family, our extended family.
That's right. And we enjoy putting faces with names.
Oh, yes. I'm going to post some more pictures today. I know I posted our video, which was hilarious. I mean, I said after what happened last night, Dalton's mustache should have its own Instagram account.
At least a Twitter feed.
If something. Not,
yeah, but its own platforms out there. Also, we'll keep you up to date traffic-wise. As you can hear, there's a lot of stuff going on this morning, even before the actual rush hour gets started. So we'll keep an eye on that. And, of course, weather-wise, rain moving into the forecast. Dr. Bill, full discussion of that around 6:35. Right now, let's check some headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
All righty. Thank you, Sean and Dalton. Good morning, everyone. TGIF. Yeah, that traffic alert impacting motorists more than 3 hours ago is an accident on Interstate 10 eastbound. Had traffic backed up in both directions. This is very close to exit 13 near Theodore Dawes Road. Video from our news partners over at WKRG shows a white 18-wheeler in multiple police vehicles responding to that 18-wheeler. You know, of course, we're not sure as to, was it flipped over? Was it on its side? But it looks a lot of crumpled area of the 18-wheeler. Okay. We'll get more information on that. But that accident happened around 3 a.m. And as you heard from Kane, it's still impacting your morning commute. Now, here's the deal. At this hour, no word on any injuries or possibly fatalities, but I did look at that video, and the trucking company on the side of the truck says Cardinal. So know that and be mindful of the fact there are delays this morning and detours are set up. Give yourself extra time as you make your way to work and to school. One woman is recovering this morning after being shot several times. MPD responded around 5 p.m. Thursday to the Dolphin Gate Apartments, which is off Dolphin Street and I-65 here in Mobile. Police say the woman did suffer several gunshot wounds and injuries, but good news for her, it does not appear to be life-threatening. They have yet to release a description on the suspect. Be mindful of that. We will keep you posted as new information comes into FM Talk 106.5. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Buying or selling a business is one of the biggest life decisions you may ever make. Transworld Business Advisors of Mobile offers turnkey brokerage services that successfully and confidentially bring buyers and sellers of businesses together. If you have ever considered selling your business, contact Bill Kleinschroedt and his team for a completely confidential, no-cost, no-obligation consultation. Our value is maximizing your value. Visit tworld.com/mobile.
Under Wiles, WKRG News 5, Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson has filed a lawsuit against the City Council over the hiring and firing of a City Council spokesperson. City Council Vice President Levon Manzi says it's not an issue that can have one party, the mayor or the council, getting everything they want. Manzi hopes it can be resolved before thousands of tax dollars are spent in the courts. Yesterday's bombshell letter over clergy sex abuse allegations inspired a Mobile family to come forward about an accusation against a teacher at McGill-Tulin High School. Alex Hunt and her mother showed News 5 letters and emails regarding a teacher at McGill-Tulin. They claim repeatedly asked students for nude photos. After several weeks, they got a letter from the Archbishop saying the situation had been investigated.
I slammed the door. I walked out of the school, and that was the last time I ever, stepped foot on that campus.
Officials wouldn't comment on the case, but confirmed the teacher no longer works there. An ongoing E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce has sickened 52 people. The CD says 9 additional patients have been reported ill in the past 12 days. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
This is Rona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Join Mike Ward and me every Saturday morning at 7 for FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, bringing you inshore, offshore, and freshwater fishing reports from some of the area's best guides, plus hunting talk, conservation news, habitat management, and the latest in state and federal regulations. So join the conversation Saturday mornings at 7. Plus, you can listen after the hunt or fishing trip with our podcast on FMTalk1065.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors, outdoors for South Alabama by people that hunt and fish right here in South Alabama.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom. 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
Call today.
Good morning, 6:13 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, it was the Derrick Henry Show as the Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-9. The former Alabama running back rushed for a franchise record 238 yards and tied the franchise record of 4 touchdown runs. And he got all of those yards on only 17 carries, averaging 14 yards a carry against the Jaguars.
Pretty good average.
Yeah, it does help that Henry's second touchdown of the night was a 99-yarder.
One and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go 99 yards for the touchdown. Unbelievable.
You know, I am a little disappointed in Joe Buck's lack of enthusiasm there for tying the longest run in NFL history. He stiff-armed 4 guys into submission on that one run, including 2 linebackers. That did tie Tony Dorsett's 99-yarder in 1983 for Dallas against Minnesota for the longest touchdown run in NFL history. And Henry was the main reason that the Titans' record improves to 7-6 and keeps them in the AFC playoff race. Jaguars now 4-9 this season and have lost 8 of their last 9. In the postgame show, they asked Henry, of course, a former Alabama Heisman winning running back, who he will vote for in this week's Heisman voting, and, well, you already know the answer.
Before we let you go, I noticed that you hit the Heisman after the Heisman pose after that 99-yard
touchdown.
Who
are you voting
for? Exactly. Who are you going to vote for? Who would you vote for?
Who you like? Tua.
Shocking.
Okay. Tua. Roll Tide, man. That's not even a question. It's Tua all day.
All right, there you have it.
So he says he's voting for Tua, and we'll find out on Saturday night whether Tua...
And maybe Tua. And Tua.
Does he get three votes?
I think he just did. I think he did.
Depending on the state.
There you go.
Recount.
Well, we will find out officially on Saturday night whether Tua does take the Heisman Trophy this year. Yesterday, Tagovailoa received the Maxwell Award for Player of the Year and the Walter Camp Award for Best Player. Not too sure the difference in those two awards. His top competition for the Heisman, Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray, was named the nation's top quarterback with the Davey O'Brien Award and also picked up the Associated Press's Player of the Year Award. Those weren't the only awards handed out at the College Football Awards show in Atlanta, though. Kentucky edge rusher Josh Allen was named Defensive Player of the Year. Wisconsin running back Jonathan Taylor won the Doak Walker Award for Top Running Back. Alabama receiver Jerry Jeudy picked up the Fred Biletnikoff Award as the top wide receiver in the nation. Georgia's DeAndre Baker got the Jim Thorpe Award for Most Outstanding Defensive Back. Alabama defensive tackle Quinnen Williams won the Outland Trophy for the Best Interior Lineman. And the Ray Guy Award went to the nation's top punter, Texas A&M's Braden Mann. Lots of SEC players winning those Top Player in the Nation awards. We're entering the final day of the Super 7 Football State Championships in Auburn. Yesterday, there were three state championship games. To kick off the day, Flomington got a big 23-12 win over Piedmont to win the Class 3A state championship. Flomington forced six turnovers in the win. They recovered four fumbles and intercepted two passes. It was the first football state title in the Hurricanes' school history. In the Class 1A state championship, Mars Hill also won their first state championship in school history, beating Linden 53-26. And then last night, a tough one for the Vigor Wolves, who came up just short of winning the 5A state championship. They fell 43-42 to Central Clay County. Before last night, Vigor had only allowed 92 points this season, gave up 43. Both of their losses, the regular season loss to 6A Opelika and last night's loss, were by a combined 2 points. Today, the season wraps up with three more state championship games. First up, UMS Wright will attempt to complete an undefeated season and also repeat as Class 4A state champions. The Bulldogs face Deschler at 11 a.m. in Auburn. Then at 3 p.m., it's Fife versus Laverne for Class 2A. And to cap off the Super 7 and the entire season, at 7 o'clock tonight, Saraland will take on Pinson Valley and star Auburn quarterback commit Bo Nix in the Class 6A state championship game. 6:18 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
The holidays are here, and D&K is your gifting headquarters with suits as low as $3 for $1.99. The holiday suit package with suit, shirt, and tie is only $99. All suits in stock $129 and up, including Ralph Lauren, Michael Kors, and more, are buy one, get one half off. Overcoats, shoes, sweaters, and more in stock at discount prices. Box tie and bow tie gift sets, buy one, get one free. And gift cards are available, too. Holiday party? D&K has you covered with new arrivals of seasonal sport coats and accessories. This holiday season, shop D&K on the Beltline today, 665-735.
Feel like you can't afford to sell your home? Jason Will's Buyer Premium Listing Program cuts the commission rate in half. That's a total fee of just 3%. Call me, Jason Will, with JWRE at 333-4700. That's 333-4700, or online at jasonwillsellit.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be warmer with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This information update brought to you by Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops. Their certified technicians are trained to restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professionalcollision.com.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
If you're experiencing a temporary financial hardship and are struggling to pay your mortgage, we may be able to help you keep your home. Hardest Hit Alabama is a federally funded foreclosure prevention program. If you qualify, Hardest Hit Alabama can pay your mortgage payments on your behalf or provide other forms of assistance. We've helped thousands of Alabama homeowners, and we may be able to help you. Visit HardestHitAlabama.com to learn more. Brought to you by Hardest Hit Alabama, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, major overnight accident still being worked. I-10 eastbound closed near Theodore Dawes. Traffic being rerouted at exit 10. They've got wreckers on the scene. Also, both eastbound lanes on the causeway are blocked off. They've got an accident right by Austell, slowing up traffic. Be patient through there. It's Breakfast with Santa. Celebrate the magic of Christmas with Santa and his elves in the historic Crystal Ballroom inside the Battle House Hotel in downtown Mobile. Enjoy the delicious breakfast buffet this Saturday and next Saturday. Call 338-5441. And I'm Kate with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Right, already traffic issues plaguing our interstates here as we get started on a Friday morning. More from Kane in the traffic department coming up. Right now, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Yeah, I was just posting some more pictures from last night. For those of you who joined us, thank you very much. And many more who weren't able to, but they now know more about Wilmer Hall. That is a big deal, Sean.
Yes,
we had a good
is.
Time last night. Although, I will say, once I got past a little bit of the foam, I was okay.
Now, you're a pouring machine.
Because, you know what? I think the trick to it is because I don't drink beer.
Right.
And so I was very focused on the liquid.
Yes.
As opposed to hoping extra would be there for me to drink later, like some people. That's all I'm saying.
I saw you looking at me.
I'm calling no names. All right. Good morning, everyone. TGIF. Want to tell you about a recall that happened yesterday late in the morning, but it is very important for especially our new parents. Infant ibuprofen being recalled. This is a nationwide recall because it has been found that there's been higher concentrations of ibuprofen than what's listed on the packaging. That is a big deal. The product is used, of course, for a pain relieve pain or a fever reducer, and it was packaged in those 0.5-ounce bottles. Here are the names that you need to look out for. Equate, the infant's ibuprofen concentrated oral suspension, 1.25 milliliters, sold at Walmart. CVS Health has sold the product as infant's ibuprofen concentrated oral suspension, 1.25 milliliter. That's sold at CVS. And then Family Wellness Infant's Ibuprofen, that's been sold at the Family Dollar. Once again, the ibuprofen is concentrated oral suspension, 1.25 milliliters. That's very important because, of course, you're giving it to your babies. Your babies are already in pain and are needing some relief, but you don't want to over-medicate or overdose. So TriPharma, they sold the affected lots to one customer, which then distributed them into the U.S. market, they say. Now, if you have a concern, you have questions, call 732-940-0358. Let them know what you purchase, and you're also advised to contact your doctor or your healthcare provider if you have experienced any problems related to this drug product or more. So just be mindful of that. We got to look out for our little sweet babies. I'm not sure if you saw this news, but of course, we're long past Hurricane Matthew. He is still impacting businesses. As we now know, the Panama City Mall is closing. The operator is Hendon Properties. They say this closure comes after the mall experienced heavy damage, saying, quote, while certain spaces in the mall were damaged less than other portions, most of the mall, including the common areas, sustained significant storm and wind damage. Above all, water damage throughout was catastrophic. So just be mindful of that if you live in that area. Most tenants, though, had already removed their inventory and fixtures. Again, that's the Panama City Mall, which will be closed in the foreseeable future. They have not listed a date, but, you know, that impacts jobs, that impacts families. Most of the area, it has reopened, but, you know, onesies and twosies at this point. Just want to keep you posted on what's happening with our neighbors in Florida. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 624, FM Talk 106.5, and on this day, back in 1941.
Yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy. The United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
And that would leave 2,403 Americans dead. Today, like they do each year, they will gather there at Pearl Harbor to solemnly mark the anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor begins about 7:50 a.m. Hawaiian time. That moment, 77 years ago, Japanese warplanes started a historic assault on the Pacific Fleet. Just out there in early August, and I went back and did the Pearl Harbor tour again. They had some things under repair, some things, but it is, if you get a chance to, if you are lucky enough to be in Hawaii, go to Pearl Harbor, do all the, there's a whole interactive museum before you even get on the boats and go out into the harbor, and it is something to sit there and you look at it, and it, they've left ships sunk where they were, so you see it as it was right after the attack, and it's compelling to say the least.
Was it what you thought it would be, or so much more?
I was lucky enough to see it when I was young, and it stuck with me, but coming back decades and decades later, it's very significant. You go to see it, and I think it's one of those places where I do appreciate they left the ships where they were. You see them, and, if it was just the interactive museums are very, very good, very thorough in the history of the Pacific War in World War II. But to see those ships and be like, there it still is. You see the Arizona and all that, the person driving the tour boat tells you the number of sailors that died in that ship, and what was going on with this ship. And as they were trying to get other ships, get them out of the harbor. Trying to get them out, and they're being the Japanese are trying to sink those ships to block the harbor to keep the other ones from getting out. It's compelling to say the least to be there. It puts everything into a little more tangible. Yeah. I mean, stuff you studied in school, stuff you've read about, maybe even seen movies about. Of course, I think it comes full circle when you sit there and see it right in front of your face.
Especially you think about how young they were.
Yes,
and you've surpassed that age. You remember when, and these young men, paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes, absolutely. 626 FM Talk 106.5. I want to say yesterday, I don't know what was wrong with me, but I saw a headline about MPD looking out for porch pirates, and I was so impressed with the term porch pirates. I thought Andrea Ramey had come up with it. Now I see. Where have I been? This is obviously the term here. I mean, even a national story here is, it says, here's how to protect yourself against porch pirates this month. Wow. Who knew? I guess everybody who's hipper to this than I knew the term for these dirt bags was porch pirates, but now we all know, I guess. It is, number one, they said, package theft is on the rise, probably just going to get worse this month. If porch pirates have struck your neighborhood, here are some tips to help keep your packages safe. So we'll come back after Dr. Bill and talk about some tips that help prevent porch piracy. I would say if you hear this on your front porch,
we pillage, we plunder, we rattle, we kidnap,
if you hear that, maybe there's a chance somebody's out getting your package.
Yeah, if he has a parrot on his shoulder,
it could be a porch pirate. All right, Dr. Bill's on the way. We check in with News 5 next.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Archbishop Thomas Rohde released a letter detailing shocking revelations about past clergymen. The letter names 29 people connected to the Catholic Church in South Alabama that have been credibly accused of sexual misconduct with a child since 1950.
That people who have had credible accusations of misconduct do not serve in the Archdiocese of Mobile.
The list includes 12 priests or deacons and 17 brothers or other Catholic officials. Of the 29 who the Archdiocese determined had committed some type of misconduct, 16 are now dead. 13 have been prohibited from the ministry. District Attorney Ashley Ritz says her office got that same letter. She says they have only investigated one claim since she became district attorney. It was in 2013 and involved a man on the list, James Haven. Ritz says the case didn't have enough evidence to move forward. A man who's been arrested more than 24 times over the past 20 years is in jail. Donald Ray Reed Jr. allegedly robbed two clerks at knife point in separate robberies on Old Pascagoula Road and Rangeline Road Tuesday night. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, it's Sean Sullivan. Come see me today at Mobile Bay Coins. Midday Mobile live from noon to 2. Just west of the Loop on Government. We'll be there getting ready for the holidays and candlelight at the Loop. Ron, Angelo, Nancy, the whole crew will be there. Come out and be part of it. Midday Mobile live today from noon to 2 at Mobile Bay Coins.
For over 16 years, Lanyap has been dedicated to bringing Mobile and Baldwin counties the most extensive news, commentary, investigative reporting, business, cuisine, sports, and arts and entertainment coverage. When another publication became a statewide website instead of a hometown newspaper, we became became even more committed, covering our city and county governments, school systems, all the news and stories that matter the most to those of us who live here. This holiday season, we would like to thank the many advertisers who supported us over the years and the over 80,000 readers who pick up Lanyap each week and thousands more who read it online at lanyapmobile.com. We appreciate your support. Now through the end of the year, we have a very special deal for you. Buy a one-year subscription to Lanyap HD and get a six-month subscription for free. Gift it to a friend, neighbor, or relative. Your hometown newspaper delivered right to your mailbox each and every week. It's the perfect stocking stuffer, the gift that keeps giving all year. Details at lanyapmobile.com or call 251-450-4466. From all of us at Lanyap, have a merry, bright, and wonderfully funky holiday season.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
A storm that slammed California, causing flooding and mudslides, is heading east, bringing a lot of snow today to the southern plains, Texas, and the southeast. The investigation into election fraud in North Carolina's 9th Congressional District has a new twist, as Drew Griffin reports from Raleigh.
The loser in this race, the Democrat, Dan McCready, has now rescinded his concession. He no longer thinks he lost. He did lose by 905 votes. He's wondering if those 905 votes are now valid because of all the vote fraud allegations.
North Carolina election officials have refused to certify the results while looking at potential absentee ballot irregularities. House Republicans will question former FBI Director James Comey behind closed doors today one final time before they give up power to Democrats in January. Comedian Kevin Hart dropping out as Oscars host under fire for past comments criticized as homophobic. Thursday night football, it was the Titans over the Jaguars 30-9. Stock futures are falling on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Global stocks are showing signs of stabilizing near the end of a rocky week as investors look to the U.S. jobs report to provide a fresh signal on the course of U.S. interest rates. Stocks around the world fell sharply yesterday when the arrest of a top Chinese tech executive and a steep drop in oil prices added to an already volatile trading environment. U.S. stocks managed to pair most of their declines after the Wall Street Journal reported that Fed officials are considering whether to signal a new wait-and-see mentality at their meeting in December that could slow the pace of rate increases next year. This morning, futures are moderately lower. Japanese electronics firm Pioneer says it will become a wholly owned unit of a Hong Kong-based fund to rebuild itself in a deal worth $904 million. Pioneer, known for its audio equipment as well as car electronic systems, says the fund has agreed to a plan to revive the struggling Tokyo-based company. And that's Your Money Now.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-682-9964. 800-682-9964.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Where can you find the perfect gift for that do-it-yourselfer on your list?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it. Including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money.
Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
635 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Dr. Bill in 1 second here. Just another reminder, I-10 eastbound at exit 10. Theodore Dawes completely shut down from this fatal accident. We've now found fatal accident. We'll get more on this coming up in just a second. But I-10 eastbound exit 10, if you are traveling that way coming into town, it is a no-go as of right now. All right, let's talk about our forecast for today and the weekend ahead with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, not as cold, but still another chilly morning.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's not as cold. We're in the 40s over all the area right now, and we're going to warm up a bit today instead of in the 50s. We're going to climb into the low 60s this afternoon, and I expect skies to be partly cloudy, so it should be a pleasant day across the Gulf Coast. But things are going to change starting tonight. Low pressure system is developing over East Texas, and it's going to track right along the Gulf Coast, and it's going to produce quite a bit of rain all across the south tomorrow. We could see a few showers develop tonight, particularly after midnight. We'll cool to about 48 degrees tonight. But then tomorrow, a cloudy day with periods of rain, possibly heavy at times in the afternoon, and temperatures will be in the lower 60s. Now, it's possible that a few thunderstorms could form. Don't expect any severe weather at this time, but mostly rain. And that rain will continue off and on through the evening hours and tomorrow night. And it is, again, the possibility of a thunderstorm or two forming. And as I mentioned, periods of heavy rain. We could pick up starting tonight and through Sunday morning anywhere from 2 to 4 inches of rain.
Wow.
The rain will taper off on Sunday, particularly in the morning, and it will turn colder. The high only 52 degrees on Sunday, but looks like it'll be mostly cloudy. And again, the best chance for some rain will be a few showers in the morning on Sunday. Things look better after that as far as sunny skies. We should have mostly sunny skies on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Only 55 for the high temperature on Monday, but we will actually find temperatures cooling into the upper 30s Sunday night and then in the mid-30s Monday night. We got some chilly weather coming in for the first part of the week, and it looks good through Wednesday with mostly sunny skies, and we'll start to warm up midweek. So looks like the bad day is going to be on Saturday with rain heavy at times, particularly in the afternoon and on through the evening hours.
All right, so kind of going through that timeline, we're for outside activities this afternoon, okay? This evening, okay?
Looks good today. Friday should be an excellent day all across the region, and a few showers developing after midnight tonight, and then all day tomorrow, off and on, showers and heavy at times, particularly in the afternoon, and if you're headed out Saturday evening, again, rain is likely with rain heavy at times.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with our update, and coming up, a weekend weather scale next hour where he ranks. I don't have high expectations for the weekend weather scale, but we'll see. All right, I want to kind of land the plane on this story from earlier about porch pirates.
Oh,
I said...
You like the name,
foremost. I said porch pirates. Okay, so these are these dirt bags that steal stuff off your front porch, right? Mm-hmm. You get a delivery, and we, of course, had a recent story here, but we've had these stories about every week, it seems like, somebody stealing stuff off people's porches. So right. some tips here for the people at Forbes. Put up some tips on how to prevent or at least deter porch pirates. Number one, they said, ship things to an Amazon locker, a UPS or FedEx store to your work. Yeah, if you have Amazon locker, great. If not, ask your boss if they're cool with you getting personal packages at work. That way, those daytime deliveries come to where you can get them. Also, team up with your neighbors. If there's a neighbor who's retired or works from home, ask them if you can ship something to their house or if they collect any packages left at your door. Also, they suggest request a signature delivery. delivery. The downside is somebody needs to be at home to sign for it.
Right.
Depending on your work schedule, you might end up in a long line at the post office on Saturday trying to get it. Also, they said you could track your packages online. Also, sign up for delivery notifications in case the package gets delayed or delivered earlier than expected. Also, this is what folks with the Mobile County Sheriff's Office have said, install security cameras. There are several camera systems that record and send real-time alerts to your phone when the motion detector senses movement. And I would point at Dalton, who will be here like, hey, hold on. He stops, like, we're doing something. He stops, he looks at his phone. I said, what are you doing? You're watching people at your front door.
We've even watched city workers sometimes take my trash. It's fun. Right. Good times.
all of this, of course, being prompted by the recent story that showed, and
But it's just one of many. I mean, this is happening all the time.
I thought this one was super interesting because our friend, Christian Jennings, she used to work at then Local 15, so she's moved to Atlanta with her husband, having a new baby and all. And so she posts this this video, these images of her soon-to-be sister-in-law who is going to get married, and the boxes that were taken from her front porch. You know, and then it just goes from there. So there, two teenagers have been arrested, and they're accused of swiping those packages off that porch. I mean,
and what was in the packages?
Wedding, you know, she had her, what do you call it? The wedding dinner. I don't know.
Rehearsal?
Thank you. Yes. She had outfits for that.
I really think that these perps should perp walk wearing the dress.
and the heels, right?
Yes.
So 18-year-old Levante Tarleton and 17-year-old, and a 17-year-old, which they have not named, of course, because he's under the age of 18, they have been arrested. They're accused of stealing the packages. Police say they use surveillance video to get leads before tracking down these suspects. Less than 48 hours after the packages were stolen, Levante had marijuana and a weapon. Okay.
You don't say.
He's been charged with two counts of theft of property, third degree, possession of marijuana, second degree, and no pistol permit. And the 17-year-old was taken to the Strickland Youth Center. He's also been charged with two counts of theft of property, third degree.
Can I throw just an idea in here with this list from Forbes? Now,
yes.
Forbes gave you some ideas how to deter. Mine is a little bit different.
Ooh,
if you've got an Amazon box or whatever, a shipping box that comes to the house, make sure to very carefully open the tape, right? Because you're going to want to seal it back and make it look just like it did on delivery. I would say you find somebody, maybe somebody who has a new child in the house,
uh-huh. Yep.
And they're looking to get rid of all the diapers.
Yes.
And you pack those diapers and also come by my house after I've cleaned a, 10 speckled trout and have the guts there.
Because
I usually have to freeze those till trash day so it doesn't get stinky, or if I've dressed out some ducks or quail or something. I'll give you all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can pack that in the box,
mm-hmm.
and then put that in a prominent place on your front porch where the porch pirate might go, look, here's a box, but make sure it's really ripe. But then they open the box, voila.
And they're mad.
And then that smell is right there. So that's just my idea. That may help deter.
Great idea.
You just started a new business just right there.
Just nastiness in the box for them to open up.
And a reminder, when you get all your Christmas gifts and everything, be careful throwing all that packaging at the curb. Because when people see, oh, you got a 60-inch TV, thank you.
But you know how many diapers you could get in a box for a 60-inch TV?
Very true.
A lot of them. All right, 642. We're coming.
Burrito roll.
We're coming right back.
Do you need a golf cart? Do you want a golf cart? Then check out the Cart Doctor at 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore. They've got the brand new 2019 Yamaha and the Star Street Legal Carts. Do you have a golf cart that needs repair? Cart Doctor repairs all models with their own body shop and full-service mechanic. Plus, you can find all models of used carts or even rent a golf cart for football games, weddings, Halloween, Mardi Gras, and, yes, golf. And Cart Doctor will pick up and deliver too. They're the only full-service golf cart provider in South Alabama. Do you have something specific in mind? Cart Doctor will custom build your cart just for you. So for the new 2019 Yamaha golf cart or Star Street Legal Carts, repairs, service, used carts, and even rentals, see the Cart Doctor, 5683 Highway 90 West in Theodore.
From the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, so far, Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers have been busy. They've got the accident on the causeway. Eastbound lanes are still blocked off. And again, eastbound I-10, right by exit 13, going to be closed for another hour as they've got an 18-wheeler that's been over on its side. Again, you'll see traffic being rerouted to exit 10. Now, whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
You know, it takes Mark Holliday to step this up to the next level. Mark Holliday just walks up the hall. If it wasn't enough, that's just, y'all take that to the Common Sense Radio Show. He said, that, you know, I had, he put some anthrax in it or something like that.
Oh, no.
But, you know, the regular everyman equivalent of anthrax, at least for effect in the short term, is 1 week old dirty diapers.
Free of charge.
Pack those boxes full of nastiness and wait for the porch pirate to grab it. Then they run off with it to get their ill-gotten gains, and then they get it.
Also, I'm not sure if you can buy these. Maybe on Amazon, so you don't even have to open the box. But you know those blue dye packs that they have banks? How do those explode? Is it just when you open the package? Or how could I get those in one of my Amazon packages in case someone steals it? The blue dye pack.
And then you'd be like, who did it? That guy. And then Jace says there's a kid online that uses a spring-loaded starter round. You know, like they use for starting a track race or whatever.
Oh, no.
So you lift the box and pow!
That's great.
That's awesome.
Do you remember growing up, what was the name of those little deals that you drop on the ground and they would pop?
Snap and Pop?
Snap and Pop. But the adult version.
That accounted for just Snap and Pops. About 10 to 15% of my whole childhood was based on Snap and Pops. All right, 6:45, time to check headlines. Here is Kelly Findlay.
All right, get to high-stepping, everyone. Get your party shoes ready. The theme for Governor Kay Ivey's inauguration has been set. The theme for the January 2019 event will be called Keep Alabama Growing. No reaction.
Okay. Well, I'm trying, you know, unfortunately, I've been doing that for quite a while, so.
The committee chairs, Kathy Randall and Jimmy Rain, they made the announcement saying, in less than a year and a half, Governor Ivey led Alabama to record job growth, improved education, and set Alabama on a path of prosperity. The 2019 inaugural theme, Keep Alabama Growing, underscores Governor Ivey's promise to build upon these successes and grow more opportunities for Alabamians. We're inspired by Governor Ivey's bold vision for Alabama and look forward to celebrating this exciting new era. So the committee has also launched their inaugural website, so you know we're going to be all over that one. And they've opened the application process for individuals or groups who want to participate in the parade. I say we go for this.
Love a parade.
Yes, January 4th. That's your deadline to submit a parade application. The parade is January 14th in Montgomery. All right? So don't say you didn't know. How much fun will we have just high-stepping our way through that parade? You know who I'm voting for Alabamian of the Year. I mean, come on. The turkeys. What were their names? Henrietta?
Clyde and Henrietta.
That's right.
And then there's this. I guess I'm not too surprised about this. Lyft and Uber are getting into the game of healthcare. Have you heard about this?
Okay, who needs an ambulance, right?
Right, well, exactly. So with the non-emergency medical transportation industry being valued at $3 billion, there may be a future for both ride-sharing companies. Uber and Lyft, they say they both plan to shuttle patients to and from doctor appointments. Uber also recently made additions to their health team, and Lyft hired its first vice president of healthcare in November. Lyft and the American Cancer Society already provide rides to appointments for cancer patients in major U.S. cities. So that may be coming our way since we have the ride-sharing service here in Mobile.
And also, you probably save a whole bunch of money.
True. Very true. But hopefully it's real non-life-threatening emergency.
Sure.
Because you don't want to get in someone's backseat and be like, ugh, I'm just going to leave it there. Like if they had those extra never mind. Yeah. This is Kelly Findlay with FM Talk 106.5.
The Winchester 70 bolt action rifle was originally manufactured in 1936. The iconic Winchester Model 70 was an immediate success and quickly became known as the Rifleman's Rifle. It still is, and it's available at McCoy Outdoor Company. Find gifts for everyone on your list, including apparel, hunting and fishing accessories, coolers, and more. And check out the Winchester 70 bolt action rifle today. McCoy Outdoor Company in Mobile at 3498 Spring Hill Avenue.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson has filed a lawsuit against the city council over the hiring and firing of a city council spokesperson. City Council Vice President Levon Manzi says it's not an issue that can have one party, the mayor or the council, getting everything they want. Manzi hopes it can be resolved before thousands of tax dollars are spent in the courts. Yesterday's bombshell letter over clergy sex abuse allegations inspired a Mobile family to come forward about an accusation against a teacher at McGill-Tulin High School. Alex Hunt and her mother showed News 5 letters and emails regarding a teacher at McGill-Tulin. They claim repeatedly asked students for nude photos. After several weeks, they got a letter from the Archbishop saying the situation had been investigated.
I slammed the door. I walked out of the school, and that was the last time I ever, stepped foot on that campus.
Officials wouldn't comment on the case, but confirmed the teacher no longer works there. An ongoing E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce has sickened 52 people. The CD says 9 additional patients have been reported ill in the past 12 days. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
I'm Dr. Connie Uzel at Southern Cancer Center. As oncologists, we form deep bonds with our patients. One of my favorite things is when patients come in a few years after their cancer treatment. Oftentimes, they will ask me, "What year was that? When was my chemotherapy?" And I smile really big because I know that it's in their rearview mirror. It's a fading memory. Come see the difference at Southern Cancer Center, navigating you from patient to survivor.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NFL on Thursday Night Football, it was the Derrick Henry Show as the Tennessee Titans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 30-9. Derrick Henry rushed for a franchise record 238 yards, also tied the franchise record of 4 touchdown runs, and he got all of those yards on only 17 carries. That averaged out to 14 yards per carry. Of course, it helps that Henry's second touchdown of the night was a 99-yarder.
Drive starts at the 1 and looking for a little breathing room, and they get that and plenty more. Derrick Henry still going. Stays in bounds. He might go. 99 yards for the touchdown.
I do say we could get a little more emotion out of Joe Buck on that for a 99-yarder. And that tied Tony Dorsett's 99-yarder in 1983 for the longest touchdown run in NFL history. And the man on the call for that run, only Jack Buck, Joe Buck's father.
Wow.
So the Buck father and son duo getting
Buck
it done
legacy
for both 99-yarders. That win improved the Titans' record to 7-6 and keeps them in AFC playoff contention. In the postgame show, they asked Henry, who's a former Alabama Heisman-winning running back, who he will be voting for in this week's Heisman voting, and I think you already know the answer.
Who are you going to vote for? Who would you vote for?
Who you like?
Tua.
Shocking.
Okay. Tua. Tua. Roll Tide, man. That's not even a question. It's Tua all day.
So there you go. He's going to vote for Tua for the Heisman, and we'll find out Saturday night whether Tua does take the Heisman. Yesterday, Tagovailoa received the Maxwell Award for Player of the Year and the Walter Camp Award for Best Player. His top competition for the Heisman, Oklahoma quarterback Kyler Murray, was named the nation's top quarterback with the Davey O'Brien Award and also picked up the Associated Press's Player of the Year Award. Well, we're entering the final day of the Super 7 football state championships in Auburn. Yesterday, there were 3 state championship games. And to kick off the day, Flomaton got a big 23-12 win over Piedmont to win the Class 3A state championship. Flomaton forced 6 turnovers, recovering 4 fumbles and intercepting 2 passes. It was the first football state title in the Hurricanes school history. In the Class 1A state championship, Mars Hill also won their first state championship in school history. They beat Linden 53-26. And then last night, a tough one for the Vigor Wolves, who came up just short of winning the 5A state championship. They fell 43-42 to Central Clay County. Today, the season wraps up with 3 more state championship games. First up, UMass Wright will attempt to complete their undefeated season when they face Deschler at 11 a.m. for the Class 4A state championship. At 3 p.m., it's Fife versus Luverne for Class 2A. And to cap off the Super 7 and the entire season, tonight at 7, Saraland takes on Pinson Valley for the Class 6A state championship game. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one.
At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Mobile Mechanical, your full-line sales and service Quincy compressor distributor, serving the Gulf Coast for over 36 years. Phone 653-6948 or Mobile Mechanical.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. We'll be warmer with temperatures in the lower 60s. Tonight, a few showers, lows in the upper 40s. And for Saturday, cloudy with rain and highs in the lower 60s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Honey Baked Ham makes the perfect gift for your clients, referrals, and employees. Whether you're thinking of a loyal account, business you'd like to acquire, or a dedicated team member, giving a gift from Honey Baked Ham shows your appreciation. Special business gifting prices are now in effect for the holidays. Ask about the Gold Standard Gift Plan or design a custom package for your business at Honey Baked Ham, 3851 Airport Boulevard, 343-3100. Show your appreciation with the season's best from Honey Baked Ham. For last-minute shopping convenience, Honey Baked Ham has extended holiday hours beginning Wednesday, December 19th.
Good morning, everyone. For the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center, over a four-mile delay, I-10 eastbound at exit 13, 18-wheeler involved in a wreck, and they've got an SUV that moved out of the roadway and was driving on the wrong side of the road. So, fatality accident. Expect interstate to be closed for another hour. Westbound I-10 between exit 15A, right by Highway 90, also another hit and run. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery at PittsandSons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with Katerina Lukatich from News 5 coming up in just about 10 minutes from the scene of that accident. Actually, she has been in that traffic since the wee hours of this morning trying to come eastbound on I-10.
Yeah.
And it is a no-go there. The traffic stretches for miles and miles and miles, I-10 eastbound. And that's affecting you this morning on your way into town, coming from West Mobile County, Mississippi, whatever, trying to get into Mobile, eastbound I-10, exit 10, right there at Theodore Dawes.
Yeah, and then for some time, the other side was impacted as well. So be
careful.
Don't
rubberneck, y'all.
Thank you. The looky-loos. Be careful.
Yes.
We're appreciative that Katerina will join us to give us the very latest, but the pictures are horrific.
Yeah.
I tweeted out some pictures from WKRG, so be mindful of that. Go ahead, take a look at that, and be careful as you make your way to your morning destination. So I'm not sure if you remember, but earlier this week I told you how Alabama's prison homicide rate is the highest in the nation. More information coming out of our prison system as attorneys for inmates are now asking a federal judge to find the Alabama prison system in contempt of a court order to boost their prison mental health staffing. Lawyers on Thursday, they wrote in a motion that the Department of Corrections is, quote, woefully short of required staffing levels. Attorneys for Inmates wrote that a court order requires 263 full-time equivalent mental health positions. The state last month informed the courts that they could not comply with this order. This news coming from the Associated Press. Now, the state asked the judge to revamp the order to reflect its contract with a care provider and take into account things like service provided with overtime hours and not just, quote, positions filled, because that is a big difference. U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson last year ruled that the psychiatric care was so, quote, horrendously inadequate that it created unconstitutional conditions in state prisons. All I can say is wow on that one. Along the same lines, but kind of a different theme, if you will, when you think of safe, Sean and Dalton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and probably the safest place in America to live, and that means, of course, low in crime. Do you think the state of Alabama even made the top 10?
As the entirety of the state or an individual municipality?
I'm going to go with the state and then with the city.
State,
and
the state is no, I would say.
Okay, I was going to say, well, as you ponder this, let me tell you some of the ranking factors.
Okay.
A city's crime rate includes, of course, assaults, rapes, thefts, and murders. Also, the number of law enforcement per capita, the risk of natural disaster in each area, and financial safety, including things like poverty, identity theft, and fraud rates. Okay, so now, top 10 states slash cities. Do you think we made the top 10?
No.
You are correct, sir. Mobile was 129th.
I wish I could say I was surprised, but all right.
Montgomery was 93rd.
Coming right back. Hour 2.